Alyssa, to kick things off, I want you to give us your name, your age, where you're located, and what you do for work.
Okay, so my name's Alyssa. I'm 29, and I do digital marketing primarily. And I'm in Phoenix, Arizona, by the way.
Phoenix, Arizona. Okay, okay. Yeah. Never been out there before, but I've heard good things.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Are you never been to Scottsdale either? Or I feel like a lot of people have been to Scottsdale.
No, I drove through the – no, well – it's a lot. I drove through Phoenix when I was moving from California to Austin, but okay. That was it. We didn't make a pit stop. We were only a few hours into the drive, but okay. I do have friends that live at Scottsdale. I do have some friends that live in Phoenix. So it's on the hit list to go visit.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely have to visit.
Yeah, absolutely. So what can we dive into today to help you? Whether it's, are you facing any personal challenge, any professional challenges? I just want to open it up and kind of see where your head's at and what you're looking to get out of, on this call.
Well, two things. I think one, I've been following your journey for a while. Like when you were doing the Uber stuff, I thought that was, you know, super cool. I just love the authenticity. And so I think that was one of the biggest things that I felt like I could gain from talking to you is like to just show up authentically on social media or really anywhere. And then also just like condensing all the stuff that I know how to do into one packaged thing. Cause I feel like I get pulled into 1,000 different rooms and I can do all of the things that people ask me to do, but it doesn't always like help me in the, at the end of the day, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, I think people often think that being a jack of all trades means you're just gonna have more business opportunities. But ultimately, if you distilled it down to the one to two things you absolutely love doing, Not only would you be happier in the day-to-day work you're doing, but also you would become the expert in doing that thing, which ultimately would make you more money in the long haul. So let's first dive into the first part, the authenticity. What is blocking you from just showing up as the best version of you? And let me just add, I appreciate you rocking with me since Uber days. You're an OG for that. Sure. Even when I saw the submission for, there's a lot of submissions to do these coaching calls and I only gave out about 10 slots. I saw your handle and I was like, that's a real one right there. So I've always recognized and appreciated the support from afar. But what is stopping you from just showing up as the most authentic version of Alyssa?
I think before it was just the idea of like the lack of creating content for myself, because I feel like, so primarily what I do is I create content for other people. And so when it came time to create my own content, it was the last thing I wanted to do. And so like I have a lot of footage, like just of my everyday stuff, but I've never really like consistently posted. And so like even if you go on my social media right now, there's very little on there in the sense of like consistency. So it's like, you know, it's a literal definition of like not necessarily even a highlight reel, but just, you know, it's just I post sometimes, literally. But it's like there's so much I can post on a day to day that I know that like could offer value and I just simply don't do it. And to answer your question, I'm not totally sure. But like I'm comfortable being authentic. It's just like I don't know how to make the jump of like going from not being consistent on posting and then posting and not feeling burnt out either in the process.
Yeah. So what's fair to acknowledge is that you do this for work full time so that even when it comes time to creating your own content, you're burnt out. You've already spent 40, 50 hours editing other people's projects. Probably the last thing you want to do at that point is edit your own thing, which I totally get and I totally understand. But what I'm also hearing is kind of analysis paralysis, which is like there's so many options that it's easy for you to just say, nah, not today, move on, which is fair. But I actually was talking to somebody about this on a run this morning about he also wants to create content, but he has so many blocks from stopping him, overthinking, kind of worrying about what other people are going to think. And so what is the ultimate, you have this interest to create and express yourself. What do you think would be the upside if you actually followed through on doing that? What could come from you showing up online authentically, sharing your voice, sharing things that you're learning or your own interests? What's the other side of you actually following through on that?
I think the obviously the aspect of like, you know, financial opportunities in the sense of like sometimes people, I have to literally tell them what I do. So thankfully my business has run strictly on word of mouth. And so I don't have to do a lot of selling myself, which is like good in a way, but also, so when people don't know who I am, they're like, what do you do? And I'm like, oh, that's a that's not good. You know, like if you go to my social media, you should know what I do. And a lot of people just don't. And so that's kind of one of the biggest things is like, there'd be very little questions on exactly what I do. It would just, you know, it would be technically at the end of the day, like a funnel to me. And so that's what I think is, because a lot of my social media posts right now are like very people oriented in the sense of like, I post about my family a lot. I basically right now post about stuff that I'm like 10 years from now, I would like to see that pop up again. Whereas it's still valuable to post where I'm at in this moment, whether it's great or not so great, you know? And so it's just, I haven't gotten over that hurdle yet.
I would almost challenge you to, after this call, just immediately get out, either if you like to write things digitally, do it via Notes app or Google Doc. If you like to handwrite things, do it with a piece of pen and or a piece of paper and pen. But I would just write out like best case scenario, 6 months from now, if you were consistently creating content, what are the topics and things that you would want to cover? And I definitely agree. I think there is a bunch of potential business opportunities that could come from you just posting and sharing about who you are, your perspectives on the world, the lessons you're learning within business. And I also think from a mental standpoint, it will feel therapeutic to share and express like your own values and just kind of what goes through your head on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis. Ultimately, what I think the best way to get there is by just writing out a list of all these different ideas and thoughts that you have. Even if it's 20, 30, 40 deep, which can be overwhelming if you look at it, all you need to
I'm
do
just
is
write
just
write that down really quick too. So
go ahead, go ahead. All you need to do then from there is to pick one of those. Depending if you want to do this daily or maybe to start things off, you're like, every Friday I'm going to post a new video. And now you know that every Monday morning you pick one of those 50 topics. And then you have to find time in your week to carve out time to create, edit that thing, and then post it by Friday.
Okay.
So it's two things that need to happen. Two things need to happen. One is you just have to give yourself permission to just test and see what can happen. And two is you got to build it into your schedule, because if you don't build it into your schedule, it's going to continue to get pushed off till later and you'll just never get around to doing it because there's quote unquote never enough time. How does that resonate?
It resonates a lot. I think I do a great job of like planning everyone else's content, like being strategic on their content. And so like, that's another thing too, I think maybe is an upside, is like, I have a really good gauge on what works for social media. And so I think having a list, one, that's always the hardest part for me, is like, if I don't have something to talk, if I feel like I don't have anything to talk about specifically, then I'm like, it's just not worth it. But in reality, like if I had a list, I think it would be easier to create content. I think that's the biggest thing, is like making it as easy as possible. That's why I like the idea of like very raw content. That's why I like your content. Cause I mean, some of the stuff could be on, you know, a camera, but for the most part, it's very like run and gun kind of shooting. So it's just, again, it's more authentic to the viewer, totally, in my perspective. And so like, it's, you know, it just makes it more realistic. And I think that's the biggest thing. Every single time I post, there's always good feedback. That's kind of like why I'm most frustrated, I think. Because I've never, you know, I don't put stuff out and people are like, why would you ever post this? It's always like, oh, that really helped me. Just recently, the most recent video I did, I put it on TikTok and I talked about anxiety and I talked about how, and that's something I've never talked about on social media before. But it was just like, I was really anxious that day. And I was like, these are the things that helped me. And it actually did pretty decent. Like I put my phone on a tripod and just started talking. I didn't edit it. I didn't do anything. I just literally threw it on there. And it was like a really liberating feeling, because I really don't do that. You know, I just don't put my phone on. But the reason why it's like, I do want to create content, is because even when I'm just FaceTiming people, if they have an issue or they are a family member, friends, or a client, everyone always is like, oh, I just gained so much value from that conversation. And so I'm like, oh, okay. So yeah, that's, I mean, I don't know if that answered your last question, but it's kind of,
no, it does. How would it feel if tomorrow you woke up and you no longer had to create content for other brands or clients, that you were at a place where your content was your business?
That's the conversation I just had this morning. I was like, in a perfect world, that's what I would be doing. Because I can still help those people, but I would help those people by just showing up as me on a daily basis. And it's like, I think, because I just feel like, I guess I feel like I'm at the point where I'm offering so much to so many people that it's like, if I just, you know, it's kind of like the, you know, create once and sell twice mentality. It's kind of what I want to get to. Not necessarily like, it doesn't have to be like a course or anything like that. It's just like the idea of like, I can send them to the video I just created yesterday instead of being on a 20-minute call with them, you know? So it's totally. Like,
So what are, and that was something that you had said earlier in the call, which is you feel like you're offering too many services. So give me just like a few, what are those top services people hit you up or that you're willing to do for them?
A lot of it is like consulting on the content strategy. Like, what should I be posting? When should I post it? Where should I post it? How do I even shoot this? And so like, I just realized that I give away so much value just because it's like, I'm like, that's simple. I know that easily. I can definitely send you a text right back that has all the information that you just asked for. And so I think like, so that's one of them, the idea of literal content creation, which I have like drawn back on. Like I don't really take on any new clients that I'm going to like physically have to shoot, like go out and shoot content for. And so a lot of it is like people send in their content to me to edit the footage, or like me and my team. Very small team, but we make it happen. But I recently just got an office space, like a studio/office space in downtown Phoenix, which is like one of the biggest goals that I had for coming into 2024. And so that happened in January 2024. And I was like, now that I have this space where I can be creative, like I should be filming a lot of content for myself in here, if somebody else is not in here filming content, you know? And so that's kind of why the timing of you even offering a call like this was like super crucial for me, because I'm like, this is like the time where I feel like I'm pivoting into, I'm not going to take on any more clients where I'm physically having to go out somewhere. Unless obviously it just makes sense, but I don't want to be like a filmmaker. I've never wanted to be a filmmaker. It's just like, I don't, but I kind of got like, you know, suckered into doing it because I just happened to be good at it. And so I was like, okay, fine. You know, I'll do it. And so I think that's the issue. It's like, even though there's a lot of things that I'm good at, but it's about like trying to figure out maybe that's a loaded question, but.
This is great. What is the one service that if you had to double down on that you enjoy and also financially could keep you afloat?
I would say it's like the consulting on like digital marketing and or content creation. I mean, I kind of feel like sometimes they go hand in hand, so I kind of say both, but yeah, just the content strategy of social media, of just putting yourself online, basically.
You know what the beauty of you choosing that is as well? Is that it's digital. You could just be anywhere in the world. You're not strapped to like needing to be in Phoenix to shoot this campaign 3 weeks from now. So if you know that that's potentially your true north, which I can easily see you blending, like, if you enjoy speaking on it, like creating digital products and courses and coaching and group things around everything that you're talking to clients about with the consulting and how to create content in 2024, you can blend that directly into your personal brand, which is you storytelling and creating content around yourself, your life. And that's going to get people to want to work with you because they're seeing the content like, how is Alyssa doing this? We should probably hire her to do this for our brand. And then you get to be, at some point, extremely selective with what brands you're working with because you only offer 5 spots to work with you in a one-on-one capacity. And you're very intentional with what brands you say yes to. It's only the brands that you're excited about. It's only the brands that are willing to lock you in for a 6-month retainer. That way, not every month you're renegotiating the contract. Right. It's ultimately going to create you more peace because you're not running around editing one day, doing consulting the next, then shooting a campaign the third day. Like, that, there's just way too much going on there.
Yeah, it's very, well, I also had like a nightmare, like kind of like an, I've been doing like online stuff or like digital marketing stuff for like a long time, like maybe like 7-8 years, like total. But before that, or while I was doing that, I was also working at Costco. That's why I resonated with your Uber stuff so much, because I was like, I was just so locked in at Costco. I'm like, I can do all of this. It's so like mundane. Like, I can do it with my eyes closed, but I also have this thing I really love. And so like, when I finally took the leap, I was like, I'm just going to go all in on what's working. And at the time, what was working was literally filming content for people and curating creating and curating the content. And so I was working with a lot of local businesses, but recently, for the first time in the whole time that I've been doing this, I had like this nightmare situation with a client where we just had to cut ties. It was just like a really bad situation. And so I was like, I don't even want to be doing this. So I'm like, it was this, and this was like 3 weeks ago. And so that's what I was saying. Like, the timing of you putting it out there was so perfect because so many moving pieces were happening. And so it's like, instead of going out and trying to find another client to replace that client, like, I want to, it's like a good time to pivot, you know? Like, I feel like if something's going to change, you might as well add 10 different changes in one. And so it all feels the same, you know?
Yeah. So. And I think you need to give yourself some credit, because when you are just getting started, you absolutely should take on every opportunity that comes knocking on your door, because you're trying to get your name out there. You're trying to figure out what aspect of content creation, consulting, do you actually enjoy the most? You're trying to make ends meet. So in the beginning, including myself, I would say yes to everything that revolved around content creating. I would be a background person for my homie's music video shoot, right? Just because I was like, yeah, there's a camera and I'm trying to be a creator. I should say yes to this instead of me driving and making money. Right. But then it's along the way, you start to get very clear on like, what are the things that are actually valuable to me? What are the things that I enjoy? What are the things that are actually helping me grow my business? And then it's a lot easier for you to say yes to certain things and then no to probably 99% of those things. So allow yourself like to have grace for like those earlier years for you. But now it's, if you know very clearly on what you want to spend your time doing, I think it's about slowly backpedaling and not accepting every deal that comes in, even if the dollar signs look great on paper.
Yeah.
You have to ask yourself, if I'm not actually enjoying doing this, why am I going to keep doing it? Because now you're in a hamster wheel. Now you're in a position just like most people are, which is they're doing a job they hate, doing something they don't want to do. And eventually you just continue to grow resentment and you're not going to be clear on what it is that you actually want to do because you're so worried about the next week project, the next deadline. It's just constant chaos in your mind that you don't even have a moment to just slow down and breathe, which is the moment you're going to realize, wow, this is the thing I actually want to create. And ooh, I have an idea to do this thing, but you wouldn't have seen it if you didn't actually carve out the time to slow down. Like, I was able to create two different offers for my business in the last 60 days only because I finally had the guts to leave the full-time, which then gave me full-time career, which then gave me more space and time to think about what are the things I'm really interested in creating and how is that going to benefit my community and do I actually want to do these things? And it was like, yes, yes. And here we are now 60 days later and a better spot than I was 60 days ago.
Which is really cool. And I think that's like something too, that I know that I can do. Like I have the ability to pivot pretty quickly. Like I've never been a person who's scared to take a chance of any kind. So at least I have that on my side. But it's just a matter of like, you know, it was just like, I don't know if there was like or even if there was ever a barrier for you of like how to cross the barrier of authenticity, like I was saying before, and which you've actually uncovered during this call, which is really cool. But that was one of my biggest things because I'm like, I know that I can create some really cool offers for people that one, they would like, and this is just like the local people like that I know, not to mention anybody else that I could reach, but it's like, it's most authentic to be, you know, practicing what I'm preaching to these people. And so it's like, even though I have all the tools and if I gave them a giant list of all the people I've worked with and what I've did for them, like that would be good enough for them to work with me. It's like, it's just the same question of like, oh, why don't you do this for yourself though? You know? And so that's kind of why those two questions went hand in hand for me, or those two problems, because I'm like, without one, I don't know if the other will be as successful. And it goes both ways.
I mean, that's a great way to look at it is if you're not authentically living in alignment with you, how is that going to affect not only yourself, but then how you show up in your business?
Yeah.
Eventually you're going to hate the work. That's literally why I had to finally leave the full-time gig, is like, I was able to balance my business and working full-time for so long, but then I began to resent the work. And it was just very clear that like, this is never going to end unless I just tell myself like, burn the boats, figure it out and find a way. And that's probably similar for you, is like, it is easy to keep saying yes to all these opportunities because you see dollar signs and you see growing your business. But ultimately, if you do not enjoy doing it, what's the purpose?
Yeah. And recently two things happened. One, I said yes to something that I was like, I'm just going to say the most outrageous price possible because I don't want to do it. And they wanted to do it. They still agreed. So I was like, oh my gosh. So I did that project. And then I was able to like, in the last month, I turned down an offer that I could never imagine turning down dollar wise. And that felt really good too, because I'm like, okay, that feels like, you know, I'm fine. Like I'm, you know, it's just, and for me, like, yes, like anyone else who does a lot of like entrepreneurial stuff, it's like, obviously the money is amazing. But like the older I get, I'm like, okay, I just need to feel more fulfilled in my life as a whole. And, you know, and the money always will come in if you're like,
we'll follow,
you know? Yeah. And that's always been the case for me. Like I'm so grateful that that is the case, but so it's just like, but now I'm like, okay, you know, it's a good amount of money, but it's like, is at the end of the day, is it like worth my peace, you know? So it's like, which is a strong place to get to. And it took a long time to get there. But, so yeah, so I'm like, now that I feel like, that's why I just like, I keep going back to like the word pivot, but I just feel like it's a good time to actually do that.
It's a great word, pivot, because pivots are just allowing you to flow and make adjustments as needed. It's not, you're not allowing yourself to think that the business you've been building is a failure and now you have to reset. It's just like, no, you have to make adjustments as you go, and you're never going to have the perfect blueprint ahead of time. So the better you are at giving yourself permission to pivot when necessary, the sooner you're going to get to the next checkpoint, which is much more aligned with you. And I think what can help you is taking time after this call, before the end of the day or sometime tomorrow, whenever you have the time, and actually ask yourself, like, if you woke up tomorrow and you were living the picture perfect life, how are you spending your time each day personally and then professionally? And then given the context of this conversation, like if it's professionally, what are you doing? I'm creating content. I'm consulting brands on X, Y, and Z strategy. I have a small team to do the content production because I don't actually enjoy doing it, right? It's the who, not how. You're not worrying about doing the things you don't want to do. You're only focusing on the things that you truly enjoy doing. That's why you may have seen content I've shared where it's like, I hire landscapers to come here. I have a cleaner that will come here because I'm using money to pay for services to do things that are necessary, but that I don't value or enjoy doing, which then creates more time and energy for the thing that I love doing, which creates more money. And then it's a big cycle, right? Is there anything else that you feel like personally or professionally that is a hurdle or something that needs to be addressed for yourself?
I mean, personally, I think like a few months ago, I probably would say like the overall semi-anxiety that I sometimes have. And that was another thing too. I was like, that's something that I could always talk about, because I know so many business owners or so many like entrepreneurs like do struggle with anxiety, and not like anything specific or crazy, but you know, just the overall, like, things happen, you got to be able to like move quickly. And or, you know, when things just aren't good, it really does feel like it's the end of the world for a lot of people. So I'm like, or at least a lot of people that I talk to. And so I'm like, that is another thing too, is like, just like, you know, channeling exactly how I'm feeling and being okay with it and being able to move still.
Yeah. Do you meditate at all?
I need to get better at it. I'm not, I do intentionally have to try to meditate, and it's just like, I haven't gotten to a place where I feel like I'm completely, I have no thoughts. Like I haven't gotten to that point yet.
I'm so happy you said that, because I promise you, as someone who's been 8 years in, that's not what meditation is about. You'll never get to a place where you have no thoughts. It's more so getting to a place where I was at the run club that I was mentioning earlier. I was on a run with someone today, and then we do a meditation at the end. And a great analogy, I think, for meditation was what was happening, where we were sitting in a circle and behind us was the trail. And so like you would hear someone running up on the trail, they'd be right behind you. And then you'd hear them kind of trickle out and continue as they went along the path. And that's what meditation is. It's like these thoughts are coming in. You're very gentle. They're tender, and you kind of just let them go. And so when you talk about anxiety, overwhelmed with work, it's helping you change the frame on the thought that comes up, because it's like, up, the project's getting pushed up, the client keeps hitting me up, up, we have to have this in by the end of the day. That's anxiety, right? Like you're like, oh man, the time is ticking. The founder won't stop calling me. But if you recognize it, accept it, know that it is human for you to have these emotions, these thoughts, and then let it go, it allows you to drop right back into where you're at and just truly being present on what is the focus right now. And I think that can be a huge unlock if you're dealing with anxiety within kind of the workspace.
Yeah, no, that is good. That's definitely good. I think too, I guess like personal too is definitely, and obviously you touched on this like with your content, but like the literal balance between like work and like, for me, I don't think I've ever had a work-life balance because I just feel like I'm in my life, I'm just in spaces. Like since I was 7, I played basketball. So from 7 to like 18, 19, that's all I did. That's all I focused on. That's all I worried about. And then as soon as I like, I realized, okay, I'm going to go all in on academics. I got full ride scholarships to a lot of schools to go to school. So I'm like, I'm just going to do that. And so when I did that, I was like, oh, okay. So I just felt like I'm always in a point of like, this is my focus. And there's no balance to like anything else that's outside of that focus. I feel like I've gotten better at it in the last few years, but I don't feel like I'm at 100%. So I think it like tarnishes what I'm doing long term because there's no real balance.
Do you feel burnt out?
Not currently. Not currently. But I've definitely had a lot of moments of feeling burnt out.
How recent would you say?
Probably like the last time I really felt burnt out was probably around like October of last year. I felt like I am exhausted.
Fair. Do you feel guilty carving out time for things outside of professional?
The only thing I don't feel guilty about carving time out for is my family. But if it's like when it comes
but you
to
feel
like,
guilty, but you think, but you feel guilty for other things outside of work that you value and
personal stuff. Yeah, like personal. So like one of my biggest things is like one, my relationship of like, you know, I this is what I do. So it's like the person should be so understanding of what I'm doing. And so like, it took me being in this my current relationship to know that like, it was like the first time somebody had really said like, I don't know if you have a lot of balance. And I was like, oh, so I made me reflect on like what that meant, not only for them, but also for me. And so that was one of the biggest things. And I'm like, you're right. I don't know if I have balance. I didn't even know if that was a thing really. I mean, obviously I know balance, but it's just like to have that, like how important it is, I guess, the importance of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think one thing that I would really, really suggest, and I promise this will unlock so much for you. You'll stop feeling guilty for carving out time for important areas of your life, whether it's relationships, friendships, family, life experiences, et cetera, is come up with hard start and stop working times and come up with the days of the week in which you work. And I promise you that is ultimately going to help you be more productive in the long term, because you're going to have this healthy internal pressure that I need to get things done timely because I told myself I'd stop working by 6. If you wake up every day and you know you have the whole day to work, like there's going to be time wasted at scrolling on social media. There's going to be time wasted grabbing a 2-hour lunch because you're like, I'll just make up for it. I'll have 8 hours to work later this evening.
That's so true.
If you actually committed to like, this is my start time, this is my stop time, and these are the days I'm allowed to work. Here's the day of the week I'm not allowing myself to work because I value at least one day off, or maybe you value two, or depending on the season of life, maybe you're like the next 2 months, I'm only going to do one day off. And then after that, I'll do 2 days, whatever, you figure it out, but it will just give you peace of mind. You said peace, you said inner peace earlier. And I was happy you said that because I think that's ultimately one of the byproducts of like life design. And being intentional with how you're spending your time is it creates more peace within you. And if you got very clear on when you want to start working each day, when you want to stop, you're not going to feel so guilty carving out time to go for a walk, carving out time to go see that movie on a Friday night, carving out time to be with your partner. It will help you tremendously, because that's the beauty. As an entrepreneur, you're in control. You design your life. Like emails are always there. Client calls are always there, but you have to set the boundaries of when you're available and when you're not. And honestly, there's something to be said about being the providing a service where you're not always available, because it actually, to me, it showcases that you are a valuable individual and that you aren't someone that can just be available at the drop of a pen or something.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. And I think that's one of the biggest like personal hurdle at this exact second. Which also plays into the professional hurdle as well. But yeah, that was great. That's super helpful.
So let's recap. One is, I think it'd be really good if you got very clear on.
I'm gonna write it down too. Sorry.
Go ahead. It would be great if you got very clear on what is the business model that if you woke up tomorrow was the dream come true. And I think you spoke on that. It's like consulting or helping people with just content creation. And I would challenge you to dive into that more and understand, like, best case scenario, what does that look and feel like for you? Is it digital courses? Is it a one-on-one coaching program? Is it whatever, right? Start to think on that. Number two is asking yourself, what could come from me following through and allowing myself to create content on my own personal brand? Not only could it feel really good to share your own thoughts and perspectives with the world, but what also could come? Business opportunities. You might be helping people with things that they're going through. And then thirdly, really just kind of tying in this kind of end of this conversation, which was like the work-life balance. Like, what would it look like for you to have a hard start and stop time every single day? Or what days of the week are you working and what days of the week are you going to have off? And that is going to allow you to have peace of mind, knowing that, say you decide 6 p.m. is your stop working time, then from 6 to 9, you can prioritize time with your partner, call your family, go check out the mall to go shopping, like whatever you want to do. You won't feel so guilty, even if the emails are coming in and there's texts about business. You just know that you'll have to, you can wait and answer that tomorrow.
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing too, is like, it's okay to leave it for tomorrow when it comes to like, I have an incoming text or an email, you know. I just like to get things done, like, you know, like as they come in. But that's what I'm learning, that it's not always the best way to
it's never going to be fully done though. The emails are always going to come. The texts are always going to be coming. The calls, like, I'm proud of myself when I see an email. If my phone happens to not be on do not disturb, which it is 99.99% of the time, I could see an email come in, Nike sponsorship, brand partnership, and I wouldn't open it because I've trained myself, like, that's exciting, but it can wait till tomorrow. And I would, I would encourage you to like approach your personal life like that, where it's like, if you've decided you're done working for the day, let that be it and pick up where you left off tomorrow. That's the beauty of the entrepreneurship, is that there's always going to be more work that needs to be done, and just allowing yourself to pick up where you left off the next day.
Yeah. No, that's really good. That's super helpful. This whole call has been super helpful. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time. Any final thoughts, comments? How do you feel after this call?
Yeah, I feel great. I think it's, it goes to show like how strong it is to actually just like say the stuff that you're thinking. Because I think it's like, sometimes it's hard to just say stuff. It's like, if you talk to your friends and family who like don't live the same life that you do, it's hard for them to understand, you know, especially if they're clocking into a 9 to 5, they're like, it's easy. You just don't think about it. And I'm like, okay, well, even after 5 p.m., I still think about the work that I'm doing. It's just like, I think meditation will really help for sure. I think I don't allow myself the space. Like, I have felt a lot better in the last year because I've been steady going to the gym again. And so that has made me feel really good just to move. But I think meditation, I've been wanting to add that into my routine. It's just a matter of like, I got to be okay with the baby steps, you know, getting into it. And so I think that's probably the main takeaway for this whole call, actually, is like, it's okay to just go. Like, you know, it's, you can make a, like, one step is still better than zero steps. So.
Yes. Yes. 1% growth per day. Got a tattoo to never
that's
forget.
Hilarious. I didn't even know that. I didn't know you had a tattoo. So that's funny. But yeah, I mean, it's so true. It's like, it's really how I feel like in this season that I'm in, is just like, any ounce of growth is growth, you know? And so it's like, and that's like, I'm telling you, I say this to so many people that I work with, and everyone's just like, it's so amazing. And I'm like, I know, I just need to start doing it myself. So it's just, yeah. But I do feel, like I said, I feel like even this call is like, bounds of where it helped, like it helps me get to where I need to go for sure.
Good. Well, I'm happy to hear that. I definitely appreciate you supporting from afar over the years. Where can people connect with you if they want to reach out after hearing this?
Yeah, just honestly, probably my Instagram is the best way to go. It's just my name. So Alyssa Avila, and it's just, Avila has two L's at the end. So AlyssaAvilla. And you can pretty much find me anywhere with just using my name. So.
Great. I'll have that linked up in the show description. But Alyssa, thank you for taking the time. I hope this conversation was valuable, and I'm excited to kind of see and hear some of these changes for you in the coming weeks, coming months.
Yeah, no, for sure. Thank you so much. I took hopefully some pretty decent notes. And but either way, I just appreciate your time. It was super cool that you're doing this for other people as well. I'm sure everyone get a lot of value from it. But yeah, following you, you're definitely one of my favorite followers on Instagram for sure. It's just, you come across as super authentic, and I'm like, I feel like I've known you forever, but obviously this is the first time I've ever talked to you. So But either way, but I hope you have a good rest of the day. It's been amazing. And yeah, I appreciate you for sure.
Thank you, Alyssa.